We're on Kuf Yud Amud Beis. Let's just quickly review. We had a discussion between Abaye and Rav Safra, and the question was about Kovid. And Abaye asked Rav Safra to bring back some message, some testimony from Eretz Yisrael back to Bavel as to what the status is with regard to Kovid. Are you allowed to cook Kovid in a kedera? The kovid is full, it's saturated with blood, and the dam is going to come out during the bishul. And here we have three shittas and rishonim. Let's just quickly review what we did yesterday. Tosfos quotes Rabbeinu Tam that the suffek of Abaye was about a case of kovid shelo nimlach. And even though with regard to the dam, obviously the dam is going to be poled. But the Torah says that the dam of a kovid is not asur. So therefore the whole iser of dam kovid is only derabbanan. And therefore it could be that since we did Torah, it's mutter to cook this kovid in a kedera, even though it's not nimlach. Nevertheless, the rabbanan prohibited it, and therefore Abaye has a tzad to say that it's asur. Tosfos offers a second interpretation that we're talking about kovid shenimlach, which means the kovid sheno nimlach for sure is asur in bishul. And according to some rishonim, what Tosfos has in mind is that dam kovid is asur min haTorah. Abaye wanted to know what's the status of dam shenimlach, even though basar shenimlach is certainly mutter, we take out the dam, but we're not sure in the case of kovid, which is so overly saturated with dam, if the malicha would be effective to remove all the dam. And then we had a third shita, which was the Ritva's shita, and he understood that it was absolutely certain in Abaye's mind that dam kaved should be asur, and that malicha would not be effective. His suffik, Abaye's suffik, was dam shepirish min haKoved. What's the status of that dam? Is it asur min haTorah or is it mutter? And if it's mutter min haTorah, it's mutter even midrabbanan. And therefore, the isur would apply even if it's nimlach. On the other hand, if it's mutter, it would apply even if there was no malicha. What was the response of Rav Safra when he came back? He had met up with Rav Zrika, who said that he had cooked a kovid and fed it to Rav Ami, and Rav Ami had no problem eating it. Abaye said, "You really haven't answered my question. Why? Because I certainly had no suffix that as far as the kovid itself is concerned, it doesn't become osur as a result of bishul, and the reason for that is because it's torun in being polate, and therefore it doesn't have time to be bolea. My suffix," says Abaye, "was, what happens if there were other pieces of meat in the kedera during the time that you cooked the kaveh?" And the Gemara explains, what's the difference between the two? The answer is that as far as the other pieces of meat in the kedera, you can't say that they were tarred to being polled, and therefore they couldn't be bolea. Certainly they were bolea. And then we have a question of whether or not there was dam, and we can rely on the malicha, or whether or not the dam has the status of dam isur midrabbanan midyeved, and so forth and so on. Now at this point, Rav Safra turns back to Abaye with a Mishnah in Trumos. And this was the last thing that we discussed yesterday. The Mishnah in Trumos says about kaved that it's eina neseres, and it would mean lemesa lechavrita nami lo tiboy lecha. Why? Rav Safra says if you, Abaye, are aware of the Mishnah Trumos, which says that a kovid ain't a neseres, and therefore is poshut in your mind that the kovid itself after bishul is mutter, then you should certainly be convinced, without a shadow of a doubt, based on the Mishnah Trumos, that the other pieces of meat in the kedera will become asuros. Is therefore lemeisa lechavrita nami lo tiboy lecha. This is at the very end of Kuf Yudam and Beis, because the Mishnah says, HaKovid Oseres, V'Einin Eseres. So how do you know one part of the Mishnah without knowing the other part of the Mishnah? And the Mishnah in fact explains that why is the dam that's niflat from the kovet, why doesn't it go back into the kovet itself? The kovet is ein neseres. The answer is v'nei shi poletes v'ein bolas. And that means that it's so busy in pleita that it doesn't have the chance to be chozer bolea. Now Tosis is a little bit perplexed here about the fact that Rav Safra only asked this kash on Abaye from the Mishnah Trumas after Abaye clarified his suffix. Immediately when Abaye sent him to Eretz Yisrael to figure out, to investigate what's the status of Kovet in terms of Bishul, what's the minig in Eretz Yisrael, Rav Ovin understood that his kavana, that the intention of Abaye was to ask where the Kovet is Neseres, and he should have, right, because that was the Havamina of Rav Safra before Abaye clarified that for sure the Kovet is Eino Neseres. But in the Havamina that Rav Safra was being sent to find out what's the status of the Kovet itself, there were no other pieces of Basra in the Bishul, why didn't Rav Safra at that point quote the Mishnah in Trumas? What, all of a sudden he became a big Chacham and he now learned the Mishnah in Trumas? He must have known the Mishnah in Trumas. So Tosis answers that Rav Safra Mitchila originally understood that Abai's Sofek was about Kovich and Nishlak. Kovich and Nishlak means that it was cooking for a long period of time. And in that case, we don't apply the principle of Ivy the Torah Liflot Lobali. Why? Because you get to the point in the Hemshech HaBishul where the Kovet and the Bishul was polate all its dam, and now it begins to be Choser Bolea. And therefore, Rav Safra had no answer to Abaye's question based on the Mishnah in Trumas, because the Mishnah in Trumas is speaking about Bishul, and it doesn't mention anything about Shlika. So we don't know whether the same rules that and laws that apply in the case of Bishul as formulated by the Mishnah in Trumas would apply even in the case of Shlika. We don't know how far this Mishnah would have gone in terms of Eina Neseres, that the Kovet itself remains Mutter, would that apply even in the case of Shlika? And therefore, Rav Safra could not quote the Mishnah in Trumas. Now, in fact, later on in Daf Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, we're going to have Machlokas Tanoim with regard to the status of Shlika. And Rav Safra understood that Abaye was vacillating back and forth. He was in doubt about the final conclusion, the final psak halacha. Do we assume that Shlika is the same as Bishul or it's different as far as the Kovet is concerned? So what Rav Safra did was he asked around in Eretz Yisrael, he came back and he told the story about Rav Zrik and Rav Ami, that they ate the Kovet and it was Shalok.
Shalok, right.
And now when Rav Safra returns to Bavel and he transmits to Abaye the answer to his question, Abaye says, I never had a suffering about that. For sure, the halacha is like the stam lashon of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says in Trumas that Kovet ate an Aseres, that it implies even in a case of Shlika, because the Mishnah in Trumas makes no qualification. But rather, my suffix was as far as the chavrita, as far as the other pieces of meat in the bishul. And now Rav Safra asked, well, why don't you go back to that same Mishnah in Trumas and come to some conclusion based on the Mishnah in Trumas? Now, we had one interpretation that the suffix of Abaye in Kovein was about Kovich and Nimlach. That was the sheet of Tosfos. Mm. Not Rabbeinu Tam, but Tosfos. Yes, yeah. So Tosis, Dibra Masel Kavda, asks the following question. He says, since Abaye holds that the Kovet itself is certainly net Neser, because it's not Bolei the Dam, why did Rav Safra ask him a kasha from the Mishnah in Trumas? Perhaps the Mishnah in Trumas is talking about a case of Kovet Shalom Nimlach. Abaye's suffix was whether we could rely on Malicha, as we do in all Basar, even in the case of Kovet, which is so saturated with Dam. So therefore, what was Rav Safra's proof from the Mishnah in Trumas? The Mishnah in Trumas may in fact have spoken about a case of Kovet Shalom Nimlach, And that would certainly generate an Isur on the other pieces of Basar in the Kedera, but in case of Kovach and Nimlach, we don't know whether or not this, you know, the Melicha is in effect, is not totally effective. Let's say there's still some Dam, and it would generate an Isur through Bishul for the other Chatichos. So what was Rav Safra's proof from the Mishnah when the Mishnah possibly could be referring to a case of Kovach Shelo Nimlach, but in case of Kovach and Nimlach, maybe the Mishnah would say Eino Seres. Satosis answers that the Mishnah in Trumos would seem to imply that we're talking about a case where there was Melicha. Because that was the general way in which you cooked meat. You cooked meat after Melicha. So probably when you cook the Kaveh, which is the subject of the Mishnah in Trumos, you probably cooked it after Melicha. And it means, according to this Pshat in Tosis, not Rabbeinu Tam, that we don't rely, the Mishnah doesn't rely on Melicha in the case of Kaveh. Now I have here a footnote in the name of the Ramban. The Ramban says that Minastama Mishnah Medaberes B'Nimlach. Just like we saw in Tosfos, the Ramban also assumes that the Mishnah is talking about Nimlach, and yet it's Oseres, meaning we don't rely on a perfect job of Melicha. Now, Melicha can't do a perfect job. And the reason Ramban comes to that conclusion is not the way Tosfos says, because Minastam, when he cooks something, some meaty product, he certainly does Melicha first. But rather, Ramban says the reason why we assume it's after Nimlach is because if it was before Nimlach, then there would be no Chiddush in the Mishnah at all. In other words, the Rabban says, "Im eino nimlach, ein chidush bekach shakovid oser chatichos hamispashlos imo." Because then, without nimlach, certainly the kedera is now going to have an excess amount of dam, since there was no belief in the kovid. The kovid is polaid; it's dam, and the other chatichos are asuros. Now the Ramban adds another point. He says, Abaye could have understood that the Mishnah is talking about Kovid Shelo Nimlach. Ah, you'll ask me, so what's the Chiddush? Ach me'achas she'olav lahaminis ha'mishnah b'kovid she'yesh bo isur she'shayach gam v'shar bosar hediv b'mrutzas ha'dvarim lahamin kovid shel isur stam lav daf b'kovid ha'osur b'isur dam. In other words, even though it's very possible that according to Abaye, the Mishnah would be talking about a case of Kovid Shelo Nimlach, and the Mishnah says that the Kovid generates an Isur as far as Shar HaBosar is concerned, so Abaye had two choices. He could have either understood A, that the Mishnah is talking about a case of Kovid of a behema shchuta, behema kshera, and then the chiddush of the Mishnah is that since there was no melicha, the dam generates an isur on shara basar. Or he has another alternative. He can interpret the Mishnah as referring to a kovid shel isur, a kovid shel trefa, as we'll soon see. And if that be the case, we don't have to enter into the issue of Melicha, not Melicha, Dam or not Dam. Forget about the whole discussion about Dam. We're talking about the Tam of Basa Trefa. And the Ramban says that Abaye preferred that because, again, if you're talking about a Kovid, for example, Shelo Nimlach of a Behemah Shchut, a Behemah Kshera, then it's less of a Chiddush to say that it generates an Isur Dam in the other Chatichas of Basar. So therefore, let's leave out Dam as an element in the equation, says Abai. Forget about Lo Nimlach and the whole discussion. Omalei Dilma Hosam de Kavda de Isura. So we're talking about a Kovet of a Behema Trefa. And here we turn to Daf Kuf Yud Aleph of an Aleph. And of course, when you cook the kaved of a behema treifa together with other pieces of meat, then it generates an isur. The kaved of a treifa generates an isur in the other pieces of meat. Mishum shamnu nisa. Now shamnu nisa is called the tam shuman shall iser a niflat mimen v'nivla b'shara chatichos. Now let's ask one question here before we even get into this issue about what's shamnu nisa and what's the significance of shamnu nisa. Let's ask a more basic question. The Mishnah in Trumos that we're discussing here speaks about Eino Neseres. What does that mean, Eino Neseres? It doesn't become us. Bishlam, if we're talking about Kovet of a Behema Kshera, that makes sense, Eino Neseres. But if we're talking about a Behema Trefa, so what do you mean when you say the Kovet is Eino Neseres? So Rashi addresses this question on the second line on our Omud. And he says the following, Im shal heter hi, ubishla im trefa, eina neseres, lefisha truda liflot kol shah, v'eina balas klum. This is a complicated Rashi. So I'm going to try to see if I can understand this Rashi. Rashi says that when the Mishnah says Eino Neseres, we're talking about a case of a kovet shel heter, a kosher kovet, we'll call it, KK, kosher kovet, that was cooked with a piece of trefa. Now, offhand, we would say that certainly the kovet is also. No. The Mishnah tells me Eino Neseres, a gevaldige chiddush. Why is Eino Neseres? Because there's no bliya, why will the kovet not be bolea? Shrehu tarid liflo dam b'chol shah. Now this is really interesting. Until now we've discussed the fact that I need a tarid liflo lo bali with regard to the dam, that it's polate. So it's polate the dam, and that's a one-directional thing. It doesn't reabsorb the dam that was polate. But now we're saying that even if you cook the kovet, which is full of dam, together with other pieces of non-kosher meat, it's not going to be bolea the tam of the non-kosher meat. No, we're not talking about the dam that it's polate and it's not bolea. It only goes in one direction. We're talking about the fact that since the kovet is busy being polate dam, therefore it will not have time to be bolea the tam of the trefa. And that's called Eino Neseres. The Ritva says, I don't understand Rashi. How could you entertain the possibility that if you cook a kovet together with chatichas trefa, it will not be bolea from the trefa? That's just antithetical to everything that we know, both intuitively and apparently based on knowledge. And furthermore, he says, Maisim b'chol yom, you could see with your eyes that's not true. Makhishim dvarim elu. Because if you take kovet and you cook it with basar, the kovet receives the tam of what's called the shamnunis of basar. So this principle that it's busy being polated, therefore it's not boler the tam, it's not makabal tam ha-basar, that's not true. Furthermore, says the Ritva, there's no pressing need to, you know, Rashi is bothered by the question whether Eino Neseres, what's Eino Neseres? So Rashi came up with this Chiddush Gadol that the kovet is not Nesem in a Treifa. No. We understand that the Mishnah, kovet Eino Neseres, means Eino Neseres Midam. And Abai never questioned that. So as far as the Iser Atzma, meaning the kovet itself, and we talk about the dam of the kovet, Abai pointed out that I never had a suffix that kovet should be neseres. Certainly, the Mishnah is correct that a kovet ain't a neseres, and I know that Mishnah. What was the kasha of Rav Safra to Abaye? It says HaKovid Oseres. And that clearly means that that we're not going to rely on Molicha, or alternatively there was no Molicha and the Dam now generates an Iser in the other Chatichos. So why does Rashi have to now interpret that Abai understood that the words HaKovid Eden Eseres is referring to a kovi that was cooked with in the same pot with Bosa Trefa? There's no need to say so. We could say HaKovid Eden Eseres is talking about the Dam of the Kovid. And that's exactly the way the Ritva understands Abaye, that Abaye's response to Rav Safra was HaKovid Oseres is referring to HaKovid Shal Trefa, the Einan Eseres is referring to the Isur Dam. So there are two Isurim that are being addressed respectively in one, how should I say, phrase in the Mishnah. There are two Bavas, two parts to that phrase. One part is referring to the Dam, that's called Kovid Einan Eseres. The other is referring not to the Isur Dam, but to the Isur Trefa, and that's called Kovid Oseres. And the Ritva understands that the reason why the Kovid is Eino Neseres, as far as Dam is concerned, because it's so true the Liflot, it can't be Molea than Dam. But if in a Tavshil he cooks Kovid Shal Trefa with Kovid Shal Heter, the Kovid that's Shal Heter is not prohibited because of Dam. Right? Let's say because the Dam is not Doraisa, or the Dam was removed by the Malicha, and so forth and so on. But rather, the Kovid Shal Heter becomes also because the Shamnun is Trefa Shenivlaspo. Meaning that even though the Kovid Shal Heter is Torud to be Polated's Dam, but nevertheless, it still is Bolea, the Shamnun is in Basar. In the language of the Ritva, Gam b'shasha hu tarud liflot, tahayinu liflot dam, hu bolea shamnunis shalabasa trefa. Now the drawback of this shot in the Ritva, as brilliant as it is that he's separating between the Reish and the Sefer. Mm-hmm. They're talking about two different scenarios and two different Isur. The Reish is talking about a Kovid Shal Isur, which was an espashal with Heter, and the Sefer is talking about Kovid Shal Heter. And is totally focused on Dam. Let's go back to the Gemara on the top of the Omud. It says Mishum Shamnu Nisa, that this is the Tam Shuman of the Basar Trefa, which is Polate, and now it's being Nivla B'Shara Chatichos. Again, what Shara Chatichos means is Machlok Shin Rashi in the Ritva, because Rashi learns that Nivla B'Shara Chatichos is not referring to the original Kovei that's being polated down. Whereas the Ritva learns that even if the Kovei is being polated down, it still is Bolei the Tam Shamnunis of the Basa Trefa. But what is the suffix of Abaye? Mishum Doma Mai. The Kovid Shal Heter that was cooked together with Chatichos Acheros, does it generate an Issa through the Dam? That the Kovid Shal Heter was polated Dam, and now the other Chatichos are Molea the Dam. Is that what happens, or is that not happening? Again, either because there's Malicha, therefore it's not being Molea Dam, or because the Dam itself was never Osim Rabbanon in this particular scenario. So Ki Hadar Solik, Rav Safra again went a second time to Eretz Yisrael. He must have been a frequent flyer, a frequent sailor.
Must be, that's quite a distance if you're not in an airplane.
Right. Is Ashkechele Rabbi Zirika, once again he encounters Rabbi Zirika and he asks him whether the Kovid generates an Iser in the other boss on the Tavshil, which was not the question that he asked Rav Zvika in the first round. Omalei Rav Zvika responded to Rav Safra, Hai nami lo tiboy lecha. You shouldn't have any question about that. Why? Danov yane brei the Rav Ami, ikloin lebei Yehuda brei the Rav Shimon ben Pazi. So the response of Rav Zvika, that I, Rav Zvika, together with Yanai, who's the son of Rav Ami, we were invited to the house of Yehuda, who's the son of Shimon Pazi, Bekrivulon, Kanyo Bekufe. What did they serve to us? A kana shel behema. Now this kana, let's call it a flank for the time being, is served together with all that's attached to it. What's attached to the kana, here I have a picture of it.
I have one as well.
Yeah, but yours is in black and white, mine is in color. Yeah, it's the kishkis of the animal in color here. Yeah. So this kana has attached to it the rea, which are the lungs, and the lave, and the heart, and the kaved, and the liver.
It's all there.
It's all there. And you could see it. He has it, it's interesting, the kana of the rea is in black over here, the kana of the lave is in red, it's got the kaved on the left side. He has the lungs. It's all here in this picture. You just have to kind of work your way through this picture. But anyway, this is all called Kanya Bekufe. Vachalno?
Oh, yeah, I have it in color too.
Good.
Well, he has it. He did it here in black and white. Then he sends you to page 6 in the end.
And he has it in color.
And he has it in color. All kinds of,
all right.
Kinds of
that's
very
good.
Wonderful pictures.
So anyway, they ate the basar, and they ate the kaved, they ate the rea. Now, as far as the lev is concerned, so there's Gemara Masechta Horios that it's not a good idea to eat the lev of a behemah because it's meshakech es limudo. So based on that, the Achronim want to say that although it says they ate it all, it doesn't mean all because they didn't eat the lev. It's not a healthy thing to eat the lev.
Even though it's kosher and natural.
Yeah, it's kosher. It's just a question of meshakech aslim. It's sort of like the, you know, like oil and olives, you know, all that kind of business. Now, the lashon of the Gemara v'achalna and we ate it, which includes himself. Yeah, that's a little bit strange because he can't bring a proof to something for the fact that he ate it. What he really means is that Yehuda b'no shel Reb Shimon ben Pazi presented this tavshil for them, or perhaps his proof is from that Yanai, the son of Rabbi Ami, that he ate it from this meat. He shouldn't have said achilna, we ate it in the Lashon Rabin. So he has a footnote in the name of Tiferes Yaakov, who says that Iker Ayaseh Yehuda Bino Shel Rav Shimon Pashi Higish Lufnei Machol Zeh. But he says May Etzem Hagosha Samachol Ein Adayin Raya Gemura Shem Es Kamin Lenasosam. So there are situations in which Talmid Chachamim try to test their students to see what their response would be, and if they know the Allah. It could be that the intention of Yehuda would be that if he would see that they would eat it, he would warn them not to eat it, and they failed the test. Because the kaved is oser ashara basar. So therefore Rav Zrika says that that we ate it. And he didn't say a word. He you know, he fed it to us, we ate it, and that was the end of the story. So it means that that Yehuda b'no shel Reb Shimon ben Pazi was matir the basar. So again, just to summarize, we have a case here where you cook a kaved as part of a kanya b'kofeya together with all this basar, and you ate the basar as well. Now the question is, what is exactly the case over here? Rabbeinu Tam said that the suffix of Abaye was Kovid Shalom Nimlach. So now, how did Rab Zrika, how was he able to be poshut this suffix from this story of Kanya Bekufia? Certainly it was after they did Malicha on the Kovid, together with the Lev and the Rea, because, you know, the Lev and the Rea require Malicha as an absolute requirement. That's critical. So probably he did the Malicha on the Kovid as well. Now, according to Rabbeinu Tam, in the case of Kovid Shenimlach, there was never a Safek, because we definitely, according to Rabbeinu Tam, rely on the effect, you know, we assume that that Malicha is effective even in Kovid. So Tosus says that even though they presented all these parts of the animal in this whole thing called Kanya Vekopea, the Kofe, nevertheless, they were very careful at the time of Malicha to be Molech, the Lev and the Rea, but not the Kovet. Now, why would they omit Malicha on the Kovet, deliberately omit it? Tama, the reason for that is Kedei Laharos Halacha Talmideim. They wanted to teach the students a Halacha, that Kovet does not need Malicha, it doesn't generate an Isar and other Basar, even if there was no Malicha. So that in the Hava Mina, we thought that for sure, this was a kasha on Rabbeinu Tam, for sure this was a case where they did Malicha not just on the Lev and the Ram, but also on the Kovet, in which case this situation, this story that happened with the irrelevant Abai Safek, but the Teretz here is, and this is Tosus Maskana, is that they did Malicha on the Lev and the Ram, but not on the Kovet, because they wanted to teach this Halacha, that a Kovet doesn't require Malicha, it doesn't generate any Yisurim even in the absence of Malicha. Ben Tosis offers another possibility. And he says the following, that in Ochinami, there was Malicha not just on the Lev and the Rea, but also on the Kovet. But Nimlach Imohem Malicha Stam. Now, Malicha Stam, I guess, means that you just take the lave or the rea and you do Malicha, you salt it. That's not effective for Kaveh, because in the case of Kaveh, because of the abundance of blood, you need to do Shesi VR. If you had to do a Kriya, Kriya means you have to cut it, you have to slice it. And then you take the slices, you turn the Kovet upside down at the time of Licha, and this entire process, which we're going to get to later on in Mirtz Hashem, is in order to guarantee that the Malicha is effective in the case of Kovet. Here, he did a Malicha Stam on Lev, Rea, and Kovet. He didn't do the proper Malicha of the Kovet. And it's Kimi Shalom Nimlach. It's as if he didn't do Malicha. Which takes us back to Rabbeinu Tam, who says the suffix of Abaye was Kovid Shalom Nimlach. So we can prove from this story that Kovid Shalom Nimlach doesn't generate any Iser on the Chaticha Sacheros. The Ramban,
as is according to Rabbeinu Tam.
So Rabbeinu Tam says that the suffix of Abaye was Kovid Shalom Nimlach. Our case, Lechor, is the case of Kovet Shenimlach. So Tosafot offers two answers. One answer is that the first answer, Tosafot, is that he deliberately left out the process of Malicha on the Kovet, because he wanted to teach them this new halacha that Kovet doesn't need Malicha. Doesn't generate an Isur in the Basar, even though there was no Malicha. The second answer was, in Achinami, he did a Malicha on the Kovet, but he did the Malicha on the Kovet, Agav, the identical Malicha that he did on the Lev and the Rea, he did on the Kovet itself. That's not an effective Malicha for Kovet. Right. Kovet has its own high standards and demands of Malicha. New Dinah. Kriya Shasiviyared. And you have to turn it upside down, the whole 9 yards. Now the Ramban says that
the Gemara's conclusion is the Kriya Lekanya Yachalna, right? They ate it.
They ate it. And therefore, Rav Safra, by quoting this story with Rav Zrika, now has an answer to Abai's original question. He comes back from Eretz Yisrael with the right answer. And he says, you know what? Kaved, even without Malich, I'm going to go into remaining times shot, does not generate an Iser in the bus.
But you don't follow Rabbeinu Tam.
Now, if you don't follow Rabbeinu Tam, then the suffix was, is this Malich effective? And the answer was that the Malich is effective, and therefore the rest of the Basar, which is part of this Kanya B'Kope, is Mutter.
Is Mutter.
The Ramban holds that the suffix of Abaye was in a case of Kovich and Nimlach, which was like that sheet in Tosus against Rabbeinu Tam. However, they didn't cut it at the time of Malich. The suffix was, with regard to Dam HaKoved, when it's Yotzi Men Al Yidei Malicha Bilvad, Odaf Kal Yidei Malichu Kriya. So the suffix was, not because he omitted Malicha, he did the Malicha, but he did the Malicha without Kriya. What's the status of Malicha without Kriya in the case of Koved? Fine. There's a lot more to this Ramban, but I think that's what we need for now. The Maskifla Ravashi doesn't understand the proof of Rav Zrika from Yehuda Bereid Rav Shimon Pazi Vite Rav Shmuel Mizroki Kinya. Perhaps this Kasha that we're about to learn is not Ravashi's Kasha, but Rav Shmuel's Kasha. How did Rav Zrika know that the Basar that was eaten, that was served by Yehuda, right, the son of Shimon, and was eaten by the Chachamim. How does he know that this process of cooking, together with the kavi, was a normal process of cooking? Maybe Dilma pi kana chutz l'kedera hava. Perhaps at the time of the Bishul, they opened up the, I think it's called in English, the trachea of the animal, and they left that outside of the kedera. So that means that any dam that was expelled from the kaved through this bishul process went through the kana of the kaved, and it was nishbach chutz l'kedera. You know, he created like almost a pipe. Pipeline, you know, to bring the dam outside of the kedera. That's why the boss wasn't us. So it was an unusual kind of bishul. But in a normal, classic bishul, it's very possible the kaved would generate an isur on the boss. So basically, what Ravashi is asking here is maybe the chachamim, maybe Yehuda ben Rav Shimon and so forth took very strict precautions. Because they were worried about the dam. Let's say, for example, we go according to Rabbeinu Tam, it was Lo Nivlach. And what precautions did they take? They organized some sort of a system in which the dam would be taken out of the behemoth, although not through Malicha, but through this process of Pi Kana Chutz L'Kedir. Inami. I'll give you another scenario, says the Gemara, in which this kaved was not cooked in the normal way. It was an unusual kind of cooking. Michlat havi cholet le'meikara. The kaved was cholet before the bishul. Cholet means it was submerged in boiling hot water. Like if you ever heard about the issue of bagels, you know, whether we make hamotzi on bagels, right? Because bagels is cholot. It's, you know, what they do is they take the dough and they dip it into boiling hot water. Here also, they took the kaved and they did a process of cholot in which they dipped the kaved before the bishul into boiling hot water. Rashi mentions another possibility about chometz. They dipped it in vinegar. Now what happens as a result of this process of cholit? It prevents the dam from being niflat. It sort of traps the dam inside. It freezes the dam inside the kovit. But if they hadn't done chalita, it's very possible the kovit would have generated an isur on the other basar. This was a unique situation. Now, how do we know the chalita is meaningful and effective to protect or prevent the dam from being niflat? Ki hadar of huna cholti le bechala. Rav Huna used to take the kovet and he would do chalita by dipping it into chometz, what we mentioned before, vinegar. Rav Nachman choltile beroschet. Rav Nachman had a different minhag in which he took the kovet and before cooking it, he dipped it into boiling hot water. That's called roschet. And what we see is that the chachamim took precautions before they would cook kovet to make sure that the dam would not be niflat, and these are the various options that they had. Maybe chalita b'chomets, chalita b'roschim. Now I have an important note over here.
Albeit being that the incident that took place with a bar in Avrika.
And Yehuda bar, bar of Shimon
Pesach. So it shows that they ate, but there are conditions that might have obtained during that.
Right. It was a special, special precautions to make sure that the dam wouldn't be niflat. But if they hadn't taken those precautions, since there was no malicha on the dam of the kovet would now be pulling its dam, and the other piece of meat, and the rea and the lev and so forth, they would all become awesome by being pulled of the dam. It's very possible. So this is the question of the Gemara, that how do we know, and how did Rav Safra know to prove from this whole mice of Rav Zrika and the Chachamim and so forth and so on that Kovet Shelo Nimlach would not generate an Iser in the other Chatichos from this case of Kunya of Kanya of Kanya Bekofi. Maybe it was a case of Cholot, and if it was a case of Cholot, that's the reason why, taking that precaution, there was no platus dam and everything was mut. But had they not done this special cholut, and ochinami, could very well be that the dam would be niflat, and then it would generate an isur dam in the other chatichas. And the Gemara now goes on to discuss this issue of chalita. Is chometz, for example. We said that Rav Huna used chometz. He used this vinegar. Some Rav Papa came to Rav Lemeimar. Rav Papa thought, when he was sitting as a Talmud in front of Rav, to suggest that chala asir. Chala means chometz, is vinegar. And it's also. What does that mean? Shachomitz atzmo osum ibnation niflat litocho ma'at dam v'shasa chalita. Okay, now we have just a few minutes left, and what I'd like to do is mention this essay that we began yesterday, and hopefully we'll be able to conclude it at 11:45 today, and then I'll wish you a bon voyage. And we discuss the issue of Chanan in a case of Lach, and we came to the conclusion that the Ravid is unclear, meaning there are two versions of the Shitas HaRavid as far as Chanan Balach. The Ravid certainly made a statement that there's no Chanan Balach. The Rashba understood that the Ravid made that statement in the context of Shari Surah, but not in the context of Basar B'chol. Even the Ravid, says the Rashba, would agree that there's no difference between Lach Balach and Lach B'Yovesh in the case of Basar B'cholov. Now what I missed here, and I wanted to add that today, is if you take a look in the bottom right column here on page Kuflam and Beis, which is dedicated to the Rashba's interpretation of the Ravid, he says, V'chein kosav ha-shach. And the reason I emphasize that is because in the essay in Shiurei HaRav, which you want to study today, which is on page Resh Yud Tes, it should be here. Take a look if you find it at the bottom of that, of those loose pages. There should be hopefully a page Resh Yud Tes. You got it?
Excellent.
So if you take that, if you need another, take it. And you'll see that Rav Soloveitchik makes a big deal about the Shach, which you'll see on page Resh Chaf, the flip side of that page, the Ayin B'Shach. Now, I'm not 100% sure if there's any issue here, because the Mishmeres Moshe, the Moreshes Moshe, excuse me, quotes the Shach in Sadi Tes, and here in the Shiurei HaRav he quotes the Shach in Sadi Beis. But I have a feeling, I just have to double check, that the Shach repeated himself. And in both places, he says that Me'olam lo hiskaven harayvi l'chadesh. The Rav explains that we do not apply Chanan in a Tarovus Alach Blach Elo V'Shari Sur Masha Enkei Mebosa B'Cholav. That's interesting, because here in the version, the presentation of the Shiurei HaRav, he doesn't mention the Rashba, and he skips right ahead to the Shach. The Moreshes Moshe has a Rashba and then a Shach. I'm just pointing that out. Now, Rav Soloveitchik is going to offer a biur of this shach, and it could very well be that we don't need a biur of the shach because we have the Rashba. The Rashba is basically saying that in Basar B'Cholav, when you mix Basar and Cholav, it becomes Nevela. That's what Basar B'Cholav is all about. The Torah says that this combination is awesome. So what difference does it make whether we're talking about the Basar or we're talking about the Cholav? Both of them are Nevela because they were cooked together. And the Cholav now is a Chefetz of Isur Basar B'Cholav. It's a Chefetz of Nevela. And it's Asur Isur Machmas Atzma. That's called Chanan. Chaticha Atzma Nasis Nevela. Rav Soloveitchik says, Nira levar shashach haven the hainu taimishim the daf gabi shari sum shaykh lova the ikur din chanan who should tzorech l'shayar shishim af kineged chaticha sahete shigormo l'taruvas hashniya. So the Rav has this whole piece here about gormo l'taruvas hashniya. So B'li Nedda, that's what we want to talk about a little bit later on. I see now we ran out of time.
Get to it later.
So we'll try B'li Nedda to get to it a little bit later.